Looks like the computer picked this one. Boy, Let's Dance. Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Jason's like, hey, go ahead. I'm fading this one out. All these things happen. It's not the worst song in the world. If you're going to misfire, you could do a lot worse than that. Yeah, you could. Wait, you want to do over? Okay. All right. Well, I thought maybe you had something there. That's fine. I've let you do a new over before. I have to do it. You need to add more music? All right. Well, you had a lot there. I mean, it was on quite a run of Jason's classic cuts. 10:06 every day. All right, I want to share this one, and I have to admit, this one did fall through the cracks. I didn't see it. This was on Friday. Oh, wait. Speaking of falling through the cracks, before we get to a federal court ruling on clergy in Wisconsin on Friday, I'm going to ask you, this is going to be a what's right, what is wrong. Before we do that, if we don't do the Sebelius audio right now, I'm going to forget it, because we have to do the Obama audio after 10:30. I am 2 days late and $1.50 short on this one. This is from Thursday. I didn't get to it on Friday because it was at Nicolet National Bank downtown Green Bay for families of children with cancer, and I don't do my normal show prep, don't find audio for Jason to produce and all. I don't when I'm on the road that way. And then, as Jason will attest, I set this up for yesterday, and then I just didn't get to it. The MacGyver Institute this past Thursday, the MacGyver Institute News Service did a story which the mainstream media will never touch. It's two things that HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said when she was in Wisconsin. They are both laughably, ridiculously false. Yet she has not been called out by anyone except in the conservative media. I know other shows have had this on. I just, as I said, didn't get to it on Friday, and then I just plumb forgot yesterday. Here's Bill Osmulski's story with what she said when she was here.
Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says Wisconsin turned down a lot of federal money when it rejected the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare.
There is $10 billion of federal funding that would come into Wisconsin over the next 10 years.
How much?
If the governor and the legislature chose to expand Medicaid. $10 billion for newly insured folks in Wisconsin.
Nobody questioned it when Sebelius threw out that $10 billion figure, and it was then widely reported in the local media, even though nobody had seemingly heard it before. Staff at Wisconsin's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau told MacGyver News it was the first time they'd seen it. Back in May, they predicted the state was turning down $2.4 billion over 8 years, a number they stand by today. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services had never seen the $10 billion figure before either. And Secretary Sebelius' press team did not respond to a request for clarification sent on Wednesday. So the question is, $2.4 billion over 8 years, or...
There is $10 billion of federal funding that would come into Wisconsin over the next 10 years.
Of course, the secretary also claimed that 500,000 people in Milwaukee don't have health insurance. That would be over 83% since there are less than 600,000 people who live in the city.
Here in Wisconsin, about 10% of the Wisconsin residents have no health insurance at all. Here in Milwaukee, it's about 500,000.
500,000 in the city of what? It's about 550 these days, the city of Milwaukee, not the metro area. And 500,000 don't have insurance. Now, she did earlier say 10% in Wisconsin. That 500,000 sounds about right if you're going to say 10% of Wisconsin population. So that's a misspeak. All right, and I suspect that somehow she did confuse that, and that 500,000, okay. Those things do happen, I guess. What about the 10 billion? From what part of her anatomy did she pull that number? Because nobody has ever seen that number before. And as Bill Osmulski reports there, he contacted HHS. They wouldn't comment on it. Now, I'll just flip this around. Just imagine if a Republican had done this. Oh, my. You would have the pants on fire PolitiFact out there already. Now, PolitiFact might do a pants on fire on this. We'll see. But I'm telling you, it would have been instantaneous. It would, $10 billion, 500,000 people. Well, what about that? There are bigger issues, however, the Obama administration has to worry about with Obamacare. We'll get to that after 10:30. Want to do this. This is the one that I missed. Let me explain this, and then I want your thoughts on this. This is going to be a what is right, what is wrong, and I'm not going to tell you how I feel. This is a court case in which the Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation was successful. This is from a relatively new website, wisconsinfree.com. But the AP also, there's an AP story that was all over the place. I just didn't get to this. This is from Friday. Judge rules clergy must pay higher taxes. I want you to listen carefully to this story. Tell me if you think this is an attack on religion or if federal judge Barbara Crabb got this right. Listen carefully. A federal judge in Wisconsin struck down a law Friday that let religious ministers avoid paying income taxes on the part of their salary designated as housing allowance. So say they make $50,000 a year, but the parish puts, I'm just picking a number here. Say they make $50,000 a year. The parish says, well, it's $30,000 a year is their salary. They get $20,000 a year living allowance. That living allowance is tax exempt. The law was enacted in 1956 and allowed clergy to not only avoid paying income taxes on the part of their compensation that was used to pay their mortgage, rent, or property taxes, but also allowed in what is called double dipping. The ministers could then deduct the interest paid on the mortgage or property taxes as well, even though the part of their income for which they would pay for that was already exempted, you see? It's a really big deal, said Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Madison-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, which filed the lawsuit. A church currently could pay a minister, and these were her numbers, $50,000, but designate $20,000 of it as housing allowance, so only $30,000 would be taxed as salary. Judge Barbara Crabb agreed with the foundation. In her decision, she wrote that the exemption provides a benefit to religious persons and no one else, even though doing so is not necessary to alleviate a special burden on religious exercise. According to Crabb, the defendants, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew and acting IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel, did not give a reason why paying income taxes on compensation used for housing is any more of a hardship on religious ministers than on the millions of other Americans who must pay the tax every year. Gaylor called the lawsuit a sleeper, saying that it has gone largely unnoticed by most. She believes that will change with the ruling since the decision has far-reaching financial implications. Once the clergy get wind of it, I expect they will be very upset, she said. Gaylor said she expects clergy will try to apply pressure on the White House to appeal the decision to the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. A spokeswoman for the Justice Department did not respond to an email from the AP seeking comment. Crabb said the magnitude of the benefit only underscores what's wrong with the law. In her ruling, Crabb referenced a 2002 statement by then U.S. Representative Jim Ramstad of Minnesota that said the exemption would save clergy members $2.3 billion in taxes from 2002 to 2007. Again, said that underscores what's wrong with the law. She said the defendants did not identify a reason that a requirement on ministers to pay taxes on housing allowance, again, is more of a burden for them than it is for the rest of us. And that it is not there. It doesn't alleviate any particular burden. Clergy may exempt from taxable income up to fair market rental value of their homes, a measure particularly helpful to well-off pastors, according to Gaylor. When you're dealing with some of these megachurch pastors with huge mansions, they can be paid an enormous amount in housing allowances, she said. All right. Is this an attack on religion by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or was this an unfair advantage for clergy that has nothing to do with protecting their right to practice and preach religion? What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Get your calls in 5 minutes. It's 1017.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.